That was from the night before. Bobby Wood Jr. had a rough series in the field. Like they were none. I don't know if any of the plays that he didn't make. Well, one of them it probably was easy, but it seemed like there were some tough plays that he just couldn't make. And Tarek Skubal gave up a run in the first, settled down, took care of business the rest of the way. And here's the crazy thing: this Chris Fetter guy, people are going to start talking. Sean Gunther.
What, you didn't see that coming?
So Sean Gunther's career, spent like 3 years in the minors for the Miami Marlins. He gets called up, makes 14 appearances back in 2021. Going into 2022, he's back in the minors, and he blows out his elbow. And he gets Tommy John surgery. And he ends up being released. The Tigers claim him off waivers. Sean Gunther. He spent all of last year in the minors. And now they're handing him the baseball in a high leverage situation, a game they have to win, tying runs at the plate. It's 4-2. There's nobody out in the eighth inning of a gotta have a game in Kansas City. The Tigers are handing the baseball to Tommy John, minor league, career, Marlin, 14 appearance, Sean Gunther, who two pitches in, gets a double play, walks a guy, gets a fly out. And they parade him out there for the ninth.
Parade him out.
I mean, raise your hand if you knew who Sean Gunther was a month ago. Sean Gunther. Gunny. Gunny. Coming through.
I mean, and he was good for the Tigers in the minors the last couple of years. The ERA was in the mid-threes.
But we've discovered that's not a requirement to be good at the major league level.
Absolutely not.
You can stink at the minors, come to Detroit, you get federized. And next thing you know, you go from being Sean Gunther to being Gunny and just getting people out.
Yeah. Brennan Hanafy pitches last night. That's, you know, mm-hmm. It's a similar type story, right? Came from the Baltimore organization.
He's not even the most well-known Brennan in Tigers history.
No, he's not. He made, dude, here's how crazy it was with Hanafy, right? He made 34 appearances with AAA Toledo. His earned run average was 5.17. With the Tigers, he's pitched in 18 games and he's got a 2.16 earned run average.
Right.
Like, huh? How is this happening? And he's one of a dozen pitchers for the Tigers this year that have that same type of story. It's just, it's amazing. And yep, Fetter, give him whatever he wants.
Can't say enough about the job that Chris Fetter is doing and the job that AJ Hinch is doing and the job that the players are doing, like, and not to be lost in all this. They're the ones that are going out there and getting it done. And it's crazy because I feel like if we're to just pick out the single biggest reason this is going on, it's because of this unconventional patchwork out of left field. I don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing. Bullpen. I think it's the use of the bullpen. I think it's starting game. And like we've seen other people do openers. They didn't create that, but they're riding that.
Yeah.
They're riding it. And Gator, I think you can make a case that a team has never been resurrected in a town in the history of baseball in one season like this team. And there's that stat that nobody has ever been 8 games under. And in August 10th and made the playoffs since the Mets did it in 73. So we're talking, that's 50 years ago. So you can start looking at that and say, well, this is how rare this resurgence is. But there is something unique here. The Tigers collapsed midseason and took on water. Okay. That's happened before though. The teams have come back from a midseason collapse. Teams have sold at the trade deadline. That's happened before. And still made the playoffs. But what hasn't happened before is teams haven't had the plug pulled on their TV deal and flatlined in their own town.
Right.
Like the interest in this team in the midst of a collapse in the dark, and that's what it was in the dark to much of the community, meant that the interest in this team was probably close to zero. And I'm saying this might be the greatest delta between where the interest is now and where it was, because you couldn't watch them. Yet we didn't have access to them. much of our community didn't have access to them.
Well, didn't have the same access we had been used to. You could get it, but you'd have to pay more for it. And nobody wanted to do that, right? And yeah. Well, not nobody, but most people were like, I'm going to have to live without it, or I'll figure out other ways. And, you know, I watched the GameCast on my phone, which could be painful at times, which if you were trying to keep up to date with what was going on with Cleveland and Minnesota last night, it could be painful. It's remarkable. This season really has been remarkable. When you factor in the Bally's Xfinity / Comcast angle to it, it's unbelievable. And I'm loving it. It's made the struggle to be a Tiger fan halfway through the season when they were playing poorly and you can't watch them. And if you had finally bitten the bullet and you got the Bally's app and all that stuff, like, I still want to watch this. And now it's so worth it. Because this end of the season, if they make it or not, it's just been a great run. And I hate roller coasters, but if it's going to keep my interest in a season where I didn't expect much, I love it. I love it.
It's been incredible. 248-539-9797. Now, here's a serious question that I do not know the answer to. I've purchased tickets off DetroitTigers.com, and typically that puts me on the email list. Has anybody gotten an email about playoff tickets? And it's not because they're going to make the playoffs. It's because usually they start taking deposits just in case.
Well, I think the reason that they haven't is...
If they haven't, it's
because it's almost... It's not impossible, but it's really tough for them to get a first-round home game.
Well, that's true. Because the wild card, it's all on the road.
Yeah, all three games are played...
Hey, you're the first one that started talking about Baltimore.
Well.
And by that, you mean Baltimore at this point is in line as the number one wild card to host a first-round wild card series.
Just saying there.
If Detroit goes to Baltimore and sweeps, everything's in play. And I was looking at the pitching matchup tomorrow, it's Corbin Burnes, four-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner, Corbin Burnes. Versus a rookie 500 right-hand pitcher with a 4-plus ERA and Keiter Montero.
Yeah, but what's Keiter Montero done lately?
Advantage Detroit. Advantage Detroit, damn it! Because, I mean, if they have a matchup with a TBA, I'm thinking advantage Detroit. 248-539-9797.
It is nuts. And I'm just looking at Corbin Burnes' splits. Since the All-Star game, he's got a 4.24 ERA.
Advantage Detroit. those Orioles are gonna parade out, well, Corbin Burnes anyway.
Keiter Montero, who I believe has pitched all of his games since the All-Star game, a 4.23 ERA. Even better than Corbin Burnes.
Advantage Detroit.
Advantage Detroit.
All right, 248-539-9797. The Birchie kid just sent us this, and this is great. Last time the Tigers visited Kansas City, they were swept out of town. Baez, Canna, and Urshela went 1-for-25. The bullpen gave up 13 runs. They lost the finale started by Scooble. They just swept. None of those guys are in the lineup anymore.
Baez, Canna, Urshela.
1-for-25.
None of them on the team.
Nope. And now we got Trey Sweeney. We got
Jace Young.
And we got Gundog Millionaire going in late in games and shutting down the Royals.
Doug with the nonstop nicknames, man. I love it.
It is great.
I stole that one from Twitch. That was Apple Juice on Twitch. I like it, though.
Usually your department. This is so unbelievable. It's in disbelief. I'm still in disbelief. I don't really know what I'm watching, if it's real or not. But when I saw the Yankees pop champagne last night, I'm thinking, that can't be the Tigers doing it. Like, are the Tigers going to pop champagne? These Tigers that you just mentioned, those players, Doug. Yep. Are they going to pop champagne?
Is Sean Gunther.
Yeah. Is Gundog Millionaire going to pop champagne? What? No way.
Today's game feels big to me because I feel like it eliminates all the math. Everything we've all said.
Let's go. Yeah. LFG.
No math. He's in.
My cousin who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, calls me last night and we're talking. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just watching the Tigers. He goes, you know, I think the Brewers just clinched tonight. I'm like, did they? I'm like, oh, they did. It has to be fun, and we know it's fun. We've been there. It's just been a minute. Got 9 games left.
Man.
9 left.
I'm sitting there watching that ESPN squeeze play last night to get every minute I could of the Minnesota-Cleveland game. I mean, we didn't even talk about what happened to extra innings. Minnesota was about to blow it wide open. And Cleveland found a way to win. Never rooted for an Ohio team so hard. 97 won the ticket.